Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 169. My name is Ken Maguire and you are...
Shane O'Keefe.
Hey, you
are... Is it not 170?
Is it actually 170?
I don't know. I thought it was 170.
An even number would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Well, I remember when you said 169 the last time and I was like, well, hey, because...
Oh, because I finished it. It was at the end of the episode, and I said, we'll see you next Friday for 169. And we only heard it in the edit, and you were like, like, oh,
so
my
it is
God.
169.
It's 169, and it's the last one.
It is.
And that's it. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Football Manager Football Show.
So after much deliberation and the fact that we've gotten through the season and we've gotten through the Premier League side of things for the second season in the Premier League, third season in the Premier League.
It's your third. My second.
Yeah, second and a half. And we're looking at all the places that we could go and all the things that we could do in life.
Yeah, we're getting it now.
Yeah, half because you were sacked unceremoniously.
Twice
in the history, but at least once once with United. So we're looking at all these other things, and then there's talk of doing a new universe. So let's roll the dice and reset the clock and do everything else and hopefully rectify whatever Football Manager has done and experience all the new things that Football Manager has to offer. And then we were thinking, well, maybe we'd continue the universe and we would give Shane at least another 6 months with Man City just to top things up. But, you know, that race has run and that horse has been flogged.
It took so long.
It did. It took an awful, awful long time. And then we were looking at other far-flung places like Japan,
Mexico,
because we've got a lot of love for Mexico since Football Manager 21, since you started chipping out.
Connor Cody represent Shane Duffy.
Shane Duffy, the boys are still sipping cerveza.
I think Connor Cody actually went to
Tijuana?
China.
Oh, China, did he?
I don't know. I've sent people all over the
shop. There was so many players that went to China, but there was one or two, Shane Duffy in particular, that went to Mexico.
Fucking loved it over there.
When did you get Shane Duffy back? Did you get Shane Duffy back? Did you buy him back in 22? Or did you bring him into Wolves and then get rid of him?
I think I brought him into Wolves and got rid of him. I made a profit on him.
Yeah, that probably sounds...
I think so. Or maybe I had him at Hearts. I don't know!
Spends a little bit more wheeler dealer. So Mexico is off the agenda, and the Far East is off the agenda, and we have decided to call things a day.
Yeah, we're going to bring the podcast out back and just... poof,
bang.
Bullet in its head.
168 episodes, 13 seasons.
69, we're on 69.
This is 169, so 168 plus one episodes, 13 seasons, 3 years, and we made it weekly.
We did. My whole thing is, I couldn't feel like I could do it justice like in the old days. And I was losing the graw for playing because we were only playing like an hour.
And I kept beating you.
No, bullshit. Well, I won the Premier League.
Come on, for the most part. You opened up a bit last time. It was like the fun was gone for you because I just kept winning.
Yeah.
You know,
you're the reason this is finishing.
You hate seeing me win.
You're the reason this is finishing.
But no.
You're the reason Mom and Dad broke up.
But is that Step Brothers? Still haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on my list.
Yeah, well, that's also partially one of the reasons why we're done. Because
we're not Step Brothers.
Because you haven't watched Step Brothers. And because of fucking Lee Riggs. Fuck him.
Lee Riggs has an awful lot to answer for.
You knew when I didn't curse him out one episode that the graw was gone.
Yeah, that was it. You had other things to think about as well at the same time, like trying to win a Premier League.
I seen the Football Manager Football Show have an Indeedy. They did an Indeedy joke. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, memories. Indeedy we did.
Indeedy we did. Well, indeedy we did. So, and this is the Indeedy Football Manager Show finale. Indeedy it is. So we, and 100%, we're drawing a line under the podcast. We've had the absolute crack in doing it, I think.
Yeah, it's been great. And, but the whole point, like it started during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we were playing like fucking 12 hours.
We were playing like nothing in life existed.
Yeah.
Because it didn't.
So we were playing on a Tuesday and Wednesday night and then we come in and we chat about. So that, like, you're getting a good solid run of games and you're getting to invest within the universe. And then as things started opening up, times got more busy. We went to one night. We tried to have a bit of a threesome with Robbie Dowling. Didn't work. Just didn't ignite it.
No, it worked.
It did, yeah. And he finished above me. I just didn't like it.
And then in his first season, and everybody can listen to this if you go back to the season 9 episodes, he did. And he completed Football Manager without being able to play Football Manager.
He didn't even buy anyone.
Didn't buy anybody in.
Frick.
May have sold one or two players, played 4-4-2. Stuck to a formation and showed that, you know what, if that's how you want to play Football Manager, you can still come out on top over
and
Shane.
And me still trying to figure out if a Mazzala will work. So, then it was just one night a week and stuff got busy, and then we started kind of experimenting with live games and people seemed interested in that, and then that meant that, oh, maybe we can do a full season of live games, and that took 17 years to do. And life still got busy and there was other stuff going on, and Ken made a pass at me and that made it weird to be sitting in the studio with him.
That's because, literally why there's now a screen between the two.
Yeah, so yeah. Ken made some advances on me. Now, to be fair, I did flirt with him a bit. I did lead him down the path, but there's no going back from the path that he decided to go down, which was...
food.
Inappropriate. Yeah, he's gone down food. We're still going to be doing stuff.
Absolutely. So food continues and wrestling continues and all the other stuff continues. But the Football Manager Football Show journey finishes here. And I'd love to turn around and go, do you know what, maybe Football Manager 25, we'll bring it back and we'll reignite things. But all things come to an end.
Football Manager, it just hasn't changed enough for me either.
No, I think for you in particular, it's like you're still playing. When 22. You can, you're still playing 22.
Yeah, and I'd still be playing like 17 if I didn't lose the save file. Yeah. And it'd still probably be pretty much the same. Like the press conference, like that's what the thing became. It became press conference, click continue, bada, bada, bada. Like, you barely had any fucking time to go to Venezuela.
Because you need to spend all of the time scout. And I think that like 3 years ago, that's what we got to do, because there was the COVID side of things, like when we were recording, and the episodes were an hour long, but like, you know, you do 8 or 9 hours worth of content prep really to get into it.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of it.
And an awful lot of that was like the silent time where you're sipping on gin basil smashes carving your way through. Who's that little Colombian kid you brought into?
Riso?
Was it? Yeah, that you brought in for. Did you bring him into Boca?
Mateus Riso. Oh, my little Colombian boy.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Come on, you know he's there.
I fucking forget.
He's probably on the blog, fmfshow.com. Check it out. And did you try to.
Was it? It was a Riso.
It was, wasn't it?
It was a Riso. I got
him. Because you tried
to
buy him twice. Or yeah. You had
and
bought
he's
him.
He actually playing with me in Preston, in my Preston save, Football Manager 22.
Doing his thing.
A Riso, yeah, it was. My little Colombian boy.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those kind of fond memories, really, haven't we?
Yeah, who's your favourite player?
I half thought about this, and I was going to throw in the Harvey Barnes side of things.
Harvey Barnes, butcher boy.
He was just himself and James Maddison in that Leicester Wolves.
You brought Maddison
season.
To fucking Real Madrid.
I did, which was fucking madness altogether. And I was so close to bringing Harvey Barnes to Liverpool last season.
Harvey Barnes.
Like this close, and that's really, really, really close. Favorite players? I don't know now. There's been quite a lot. This season in particular, I blew through a lot. Dewsbury Hall, when I had him playing at Hibs when we did Scotland. Revelation in midfield, but absolutely stunned me then when, not typically, he was that good. He was fans player of the season, and Leicester were like, y'all ain't getting him again next
y'all
season.
Ain't getting him.
When I did the when I took the season offline and went back, Antonio Silva, Benfica. I think I had Enzo at Benfica as well, didn't I? Because he was still part of that universe and hadn't moved to because we haven't progressed, because where we are now was where we were for FM23. So I'm pretty sure Enzo was at Benfica in 23 and not.
Not yet, because you
not yet in Chelsea.
I think mine. There's a few players that stick out, but the one that stuck out immediately was Mohamed.
Oh, Galatasaray!
Oh,
unbelievable, Jeff.
Unreal. Because he was Egyptian. He was the fucking Pharaoh man. Unreal.
And tore up Turkey.
Yeah, Foster with.
Lyle Foster in South Africa.
Yeah, and then he goes and actually signs with Burnley, and I was like, he's a real player! He's a real player!
He's not made up, and we didn't have to cash in our beer tokens just to get him to play with the cup.
Wolves, that was awesome, with Traore and Neves.
Adama never really lived up to the Football Manager hype, though, did he?
I brought him to Atletico Madrid and everything.
Which is mental.
Both of those guys, because I loved playing with
them. I forgot you were Atletico as well.
Like, did I have like some class striker at Wolves or something?
At Wolves. Oh, well, you had Thingy for a while, didn't you?
Who?
Fabi Sills.
Fabi Sills. I don't think I played him much, though.
Yeah, you brought in Esposito.
I brought in Esposito, but did I not have like one standout big tall striker in the same fashion as like a Beljo?
I don't know. This is like when I had Tony Deeney at Leicester.
Tony Deeney?
Did I have Tony? Or maybe, I know that we have an episode title that's like, can I have two tickets to Tony Deeney land, please?
Troy Deeney.
Troy Deeney, not Tony.
I was like,
Deeney.
Who the fuck is Tony Deeney? Hey, I'm Tony Deeney. Hey, right? Yeah.
What a mobster footballer name.
Who the fuck
that's
is Tony
so
Deeney?
Gangster, that's class.
I was like, shit, should I know who Tony Deeney is?
Yeah.
No, did I not have like a big top striker at fucking Wolves? I can't remember.
I don't know, but you obviously scored a lot of goals because you won the championship with Wolves.
Yeah.
But you just couldn't do it in the Premier League. Jesus, we were so.
I won the Premier League!
Not with Wolves, but we were very like. That Premier League season where we'd gotten through the championship, doing the championship as a novelty, going, boys have just been relegated, we'll go in there and we'll get them back up. And then it was...
I won the championship.
It was 1-2 in the championship.
And then fucking Tony Mowbray! Beats us.
He did, to manager
Beats
of the year.
The manager of the year. And then we came 4th and 5th.
Also, I realised, I went back through some of the stats in this universe, and I went back to... Because when you were talking about manager timelines and all that other stuff, I had a nose back, and I didn't realise, at least I think I didn't realise, that when we finished the season with Frankfurt, that I was named the Bundesliga's Players Manager of the Year.
Ah, that's a lie.
Yeah, I got another little trophy in my cabinet there.
No, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Look, I have this written down.
Somewhere?
I have loads of stuff fucking...
Did you not lose like 3 phones in the time that we've
been
producing this?
Yeah, but I used to email all the things to myself. Wolves lost first game to Man United 2-0, won all friendlies, make a bid for Lafront, really good price. The board tried to block move as not enough young players. They serious? Argued with them, they relented. He wanted way too much money for emergency backup. My subkeeper got injured, so got in Kovar, another old boy.
What?
Morata? Oh no, this is...
That's Atletico, no?
Oh, right. So I was actually looking back on Wolves.
The rat.
With Man United. Oh, yeah, the rat bastard. That was a fucking horrible time in my life. So I go up against Malaga. I draw 1-1 in that one. Real Madrid, I drew 1-1 with you. Remember I fucking whooped you early.
It was in Coque's testimonial? Or someone says it was 6-3. It was like the opening game of that season. That was the fourth. That was season 4.
Yeah.
So that was our last season in FM21. And that was the season we blazed through it because you were going on holiday.
Yeah.
And we got to the end and we did like 2 or 3 episodes back to back in the production studio.
Yeah.
And absolutely floored through stuff because that was me with Madrid where I won the quadruple and started using drugs on players to get them over the line. And ended up buying Haaland in the January transfer window and spending a load of money on it because everybody wanted to play for Madrid. That was my first Champions League.
Back into the nightmare. This is me as Man United manager. Ross Barkley got a 9 rating. What the fuck? They get a break and early score. I would have brought my laptop. That was my Man United time. That was a fucking dark time for me. Devlin, he was good for me with Hearts, wasn't he?
Devlin?
Devlin, yeah.
Who was Johnny Swift? Or
Johnny Swift for fucking Hearts. Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful man.
With that four, what game did we play? I was coasting,
man,
you came back,
free kick.
It was like 4-3 or 4-something in the wind-up.
Yeah, he was amazing. I had
Troy Parrott!
What?
Yeah. I forgot I had Troy Parrott.
What?
For 2 seasons. And Eddie and Ketcher.
What?
And Troy Parrott.
What? You're only getting it again. I used to have Trincao, Silva, Ugarte, Neves. Who the fuck is it? Was this my Wolves team? Diallo.
Do you have Ugarte at Wolves? You had Ugarte at Sporting and Ugarte to United.
I remember I did have Ugarte.
That's a lot of Ugartes.
Yeah. I got Ugarte before Ugarte became Ugarte.
That is also true.
Shaw, Neves, Cousins. I remember I had him.
Cousins, the nuisance.
Cousins, yeah.
Max Kilman,
yeah.
Was Kilman from the fish market?
No, that was Maximilian Anderson
something.
Something.
Colby.
Yeah. Kalulu. Oh, Kalulu. And then Baca bet River Plate in the Super Classico. Nice. Nice. Damn. I had Eric Bailly. I don't remember the... Germain is on the bench. Who the fuck are half of these people?
That's actually a lot of stuff. I did find a folder with... because up until we started doing the live stuff, we had all these notes.
Yeah.
So I've got 100 and something documents of all of that. Jesus, we should really publish a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I stopped making notes, but I have loads of them.
Because while...
Van Hootsen, oh, Adeyemi, I had him at Wolves, didn't I?
You did have Adeyemi at Wolves.
And Musiala.
After I had, Jesus Christ almighty, I forgot you were able to get all those players.
Andrada.
Because you had all the mad Chinese money.
Josh
because you
Sargent,
sold all the boys
Esposito,
out that way.
Musiala. I had Musiala and Adeyemi, and you made me fucking leave to go join fucking Atletico Madrid.
Yeah. Forgot that.
Oh, let's look back. Being a bit toasty in the Caribbean, I slagged off Lampard in the Freshford. Kalulu wins me the Caribbean Cup 3-2 against Chelsea.
Yeah, you lost that one this year though, didn't you?
Tough titties, I don't give a shit.
You could see the wheels were just falling off as soon as the Caribbean Cup just
it was
came
fucking,
my way.
Look, I'm getting done with takeover talks. That's what it was.
You had transfer embargoes.
Transfer embargoes, takeover
you
talks.
You got new owners. Did you get the new owner? Did you get the new Chinese or Hong Kong owner that wasn't going to put any money into the club?
I don't think so. I didn't get them initially, but I don't know.
You kept getting called into the principal's office.
Yeah. That was shit.
Like that time in Milan when you got sacked.
Oh, fucking Milan. When I signed it just so I could have Giroud and Ibrahimovic.
200 million in the first transfer window and then sacked in January, February.
I don't even remember who I bought.
A lot of players. Zabarni for like 60 million or something.
He was great. But you see, a lot of the players that I bought even at Manchester United, like Zabarni and Karneshi and stuff,
are still there.
They were fucking great.
That's because the club's now...
They were the best ones. It was because you had the fucking club in the absolute dregs. In the shitter.
Yeah.
In the shitter.
Any highlights for you, Shane? Like genuine highlights. Like, for consider all the years that you've been playing Football Manager and you kind of go... I didn't think I could do that, but then I did.
I really enjoyed winning. I know we've already mentioned it. Winning the Caribbean Cup with Wolves was cool because you bet Chelsea and I wasn't expecting to beat Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then I think I celebrated too much. Kalulu scored a 90-minute winner. I just remember there. I was like, oh yeah, class. Obviously, the Trofeo de Campeones.
The 16th most. What is the 16th top ranked trophy in South American football?
Yeah, like that's a big deal. That was a big deal. Running Rangers and Celtic close.
Yeah, actually trying to break the stranglehold on Scotland. Didn't work, but.
Didn't work, it was close.
But it did come close.
That was fun. In terms of matches, I don't know. Anytime I bet you was fun, because it wasn't all the time. It was always a big battle against you. I can't really remember like any 90-minute ones. I'm sure like in the podcast there's loads.
Yeah.
Especially during live play.
Like when you get to win a Champions League final against Bayern Munich in extra time and it's Benjamin Sesko that comes to your rescue.
Can't! Like I don't have fun times with Atletico and the time when we did that World Cup.
Oh, in the Qatar World Cup.
To fucking England!
I know. And that was the thing, because I actually hadn't played a World Cup since Championship Manager to like 2001-02. And hadn't really gone into the international management side of things. And then on the solo side, when we got to Scotland and we finished the first season in Scotland, where did we go after Scotland? We did Scotland. Was Scotland to Italy? No, sorry. Italy came after. Italy was before
Scotland.
Yeah,
because I was sacked by Milan.
It was Scotland to the split
season.
So
we went to Portugal.
Sacked by Milan, we went to Scotland, and then at the end of the season in Scotland,
I went to Orlando Pirates.
We both resigned instead of just switching, like using the editor to pick a club.
Orlando Pirates is fun.
Orlando Pirates, yeah, no competition there. And actually, David Lovegrove made a good point on Twitter earlier on.
DLG.
We were looking at the possibility of adding in Mexico and adding in other leagues and stuff. Is that you do that, and like South Africa, you run the risk of when you add a league in X amount of seasons down the road, that there's no managers, there's no staff, there's nothing else Actually, Toulouse was an interesting season because I'd already played a French save with Auxerre in FM 22 maybe, and won League Two, got them promoted, and just did it as a kind of a one and done on the season side of things.
Yeah,
but it gave me enough experience, I think, to go in and Toulouse, or to go in with Toulouse and get them to ninth, which was a fun season. And then England was fun again.
Yeah, but I loved for Liverpool.
Loved South America season one. That whole like, geez, we were off watching Argentine football.
Yeah,
it's like streaming. I had a subscription for it and was relaying it back.
Yeah,
through
we
something
were watching
else.
It on via
like,
Zoom,
like sharing the screen so we could watch the game to brush
and
up
then,
on what we
and
were.
And then
doing.
We were like covering it on air as well, and we like interviewed a guy who was telling us all about Boca Juniors' history with Ireland and like the Tipperary connections.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some.
Yeah.
Well, they're not actually the Tip colours, but there's a man from Tip that helped set up the club, and you'll find. And then I was like, oh wow, that's amazing. And then I found out about the story with Ajax and the Irish fella that went with Ajax, and then I was looking into the Irish people abroad, and then we came up with your man that was fucking working in like Thailand or something when we were looking at sex swinging sites.
One of the most popular episodes
podcast. That and the one is, you know, there once was a ship, but for some reason
in India
fucking that blew the fuck up.
It sure did. It was your singing that did it all.
We never got the merch. We never did the merch.
No, but have it all on file, you know, just in case Football Manager 2025 lands.
Yeah.
And we end up with like so much more Football Manager related time on our hands that two people can.
Are you?
Wait, doing this.
Man, you're streaming shit like look cool. Why didn't you stay doing that?
Again, it was a thing where it was like started it and then. I had a 2-year-old going on 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Now said 3-year-old is 4 and is going on 5. So things are an awful lot easier.
You got like this big screen and shit.
I'm putting some new stuff in.
Yeah.
Does it ever end
when you? Because my parents are all like, oh, we're just getting this done. I'm just getting this done, and like the house is always like a fucking building.
Yeah, but they're waiting for you to move out.
Yeah, I had to move back in because Football Manager Football Show wasn't paying the bills. But the wrestling fan wrestling show will
eventually. Where are we now? We're in like this is the 25th of April 2024. So next weekend, which is the Maybank holiday weekend, that room should be finished. And that whole new studio setup and everything else that goes with it should be finished. I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
You should.
Do a little bit of that. I've got a fairly solid night schedule.
It was getting creepy that you used to just refer to it as your wank room. And I was like, Ken, come on, seriously.
That's why I painted the walls dark.
You're going to see it when you have one of those streamer lights on. Like, what the fuck? Is this a Jackson Pollock painting? Like,
turn off the purple lights. Good Lord.
Why is it on his ear?
Yeah, it's like South Park all over again. Yeah. Holy shit. And Jesus.
Oh, it's ectoplasm.
It is absolutely ectoplasm. I want to get through a few tweets. Did we have this from Lee Riggs last week? Acknowledging the tribal chief and the universal overlord.
Nice one. You know the universal.
Well, the tribal chief for you and the universal overlord for the Premier League and Champions League victories. Respectively, this was last week
on the tribal chief.
If you want a few smaller leagues, Latvia and Finland are go crack.
Lee, fuck off! We just told you we're not doing it anymore.
Or head to Iceland and pay tribute to our conqueror, Afi. Oh, sorry, our conqueror Afi. It's an actual sentence. And on the FMF show side of things, I'm gonna have to start publishing all of this content now as well.
More content.
All the other shit that we actually have. Related to the podcast and stuff that I've been collecting over the last
months. I've been sending you stuff. And
screenshots, notes, players, leagues, recaps. I've been doing video highlights. I was starting to do like video highlights with the montage-y stuff with the commentary, particularly with the Champions League final and the Champions League semi-final first leg where Liverpool beat Man City 5-1.
Ah!
Do you remember that one?
That's directly the reason why this isn't happening anymore.
Man City had gone 1-0 up and then Liverpool equalised with a penalty from Mo Salah, and then we scored again just on the stroke of half time, and I went into the break 2-1 up and then scored 3 more in the second half. Did all the damage then.
I think people enjoyed hearing me lose my fucking mind and lose.
It had been referenced somewhere in recent weeks.
I think when I start getting successful, it annoys people.
Yeah.
They're like, I like the underdog story, but he's more entertaining when he's in a pit of despair.
What does that tell you? David Lovegrove, time for new universe, he says. All footballers updated fresh, but if you carry on into a new league with your current save, oh yeah, that's what I was saying, you might have a league without managers, random new gens like Shane did in South Africa, or play out the World Cup and the current save. Won't be doing that either. Could you resist the chance to be called champion of the world? The answer is yes. Yeah. I think we've just done that. FM Elder is building some massive ass gaming PC.
He could be your new football manager, football show co-host.
He could. Anybody want to apply? Email podcast@fmfshow.com. It's great. I can record anytime, day or night. I play football manager all day. I've got a new monitor in the office. I can literally play it all day.
It'd be great if we could do it as a fucking job.
Yes.
Like if your job was just for... Miles Jacobson! Miles Jacobson! Sort us shit out.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a fucking job playing football manager all the time. And then we'll bring you a legion of fans.
Yeah.
Like the Avengers on your left.
I was going to say like Sooner Jetta, who wanted to call into the podcast when we were recording. Give us a whole bunch of shit.
Just me shit?
No. Yeah.
How dare he?
Tyler Devine. Love the Ndidi joke last week.
Oh. Ndidi he did.
And so many other people that have been part of the podcast universe.
Kahuna.
And everything. Yeah, Kahuna was there.
He was the first guest.
He was. Also went to the trouble of giving us a furnished list of all of your introductions and names.
Amazing.
For like the first 100 odd episodes or so. Martin Brommel.
Brommy!
He used to feed in updates. Shane Haywood. Nicky Reeve.
Nicky, you
Ethan
fucking
Hawkins.
Can't. Shane Haywood, great first name.
Derek Gomez.
Who?
Holmes.
Hawkins. Homie. Homies. Homie.
We had our helicopter pilot.
I was about to ask
who was doing your air traffic control on a Monday to Friday morning. Zane Barber, Connor Steerley, that used to have all the
Connor
X's.
Steerley. Connor's been saying me. Connor messaged me. We talk about wrestling all the time.
Yeah,
he's going to Clash of the Castle. Sounds class, bang.
Scandinavian English teacher Christopher Lauka.
Did you take all these people down? Or are you just looking at?
No, I'm just going back through all my messages. Oh, Connor, right. Oh yeah, all these people who was here. Greg Nelly. Dead to us.
N-E-L-L-I.
Please don't be dead. Oh God, please don't be dead. But
well,
dead
he
to
won't
us.
Fucking know.
Chris Wellesby.
Ah,
this is going all the way back into like all the early seasons. But lads, seriously, I think that's probably about enough of a soliloquy.
You have to go. You
for a finale.
Radio.
I'm on air in a few minutes, and that's it.
That's
episode 169 in the bag. No episode next week.
I fucking love the way it was 69. I don't know why. I love the way it was 69. I can't believe we've got to do this for so long.
Yeah, and weekly.
Yeah.
There was the creepy Christmas episode.
Yeah, it was a fucking creepy Christmas episode.
Which was
you should delete that, right?
But now, to be fair, I put it down as a bonus episode.
No,
I didn't,
but what I'm saying
I didn't
is
number it.
You should delete it, and then like word will start going around the internet of this creepy Christmas message, and that was put up by some host of a podcast, and it'll become like a creepypasta.
Like, yeah, yes. Definitely.
Did I say that right? Creepypasta is a thing, right?
Creepypasta.
A creepypasta is like a thing, isn't it?
This is like... Like
strange
like
folklore.
Dodgy Italian
no,
spaghetti.
No. Creepypasta, like...
Creepypasta.
Creepypasta, meaning...
Creepypasta.
Yeah, creepypasta.
Two words. Creepy
no,
as
I think
in...
it's one word. A creepypasta is a horror-related legend which has been shared around the internet. The term creepypasta has since become a catch-all term for any horror content posted onto the internet. So, your creepy Christmas message would pretty much go into a horror content that was shared all around the internet. And if you delete that, the legend of the creepypasta horrible... frightening Christmas episode will live on forever.
It's taken 169 episodes, but the man is genuinely a linguini genius.
Oh, yes! Yes!
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, I didn't. Indeed, I didn't.
That's it. Say goodbye, Shane.
Goodbye, Shane.
Because that's what it is. That is a wrap on the Football Manager Football Show. And the gorgeous thing about it all, and it is gorgeous, is that there's so many people that are listening to the podcast and have been getting in touch for the first time. And they're picking a particular season or a particular country, or they've swallowed 60 episodes or 100 episodes.
This will live on forever.
Apologies that we're not going to bring new episodes, but you've got 3 years of an archive to go and enjoy. We'll keep stuff going, or I'll keep stuff going on fmfshow.com. You can email at any stage, podcast@fmfshow.com. You can find us on Twitter at fmfshow.
Ken on Food. You can go check out Ken's other podcast.
Wrestling Fan Wrestling Show is there. We got more new content under different umbrellas on the way, and we will do this all again oh so soon. But for now and forever, that's it.
So we won't do it soon then.
Different umbrellas. Jesus Christ.
This all.
I don't even have a script for this.
Why do you get a sign off? I don't get a fucking.
Okay, tell you what. Tell you what.
No, I'll do it under my different umbrella.
No.
I want to say the good luck.
We're about a half an hour in. This is Grant. Okay. Sign her off.
No.
Go on.
No, that was your job.
No,
that was your job now.
I'm happy to let that happen.
No, I'm not.
I've had 168 sign-offs.
I'm not being the glory hog. I'll fuck it up. I've fucked it up before.
You definitely have. But, you know, you get one shot, Shane. One opportunity.
Okay. Fuck Lee Riggs.
Good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.